Oh, speaking of folk bands in college, I found my mandolin.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and definitely dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus from the wasteland of Eastern Washington, and with mandolin in hand, he's working on growing out that mustache. He's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King. The littlest boy. He's yes. Brandon from the internet. That sounds terrible. I hated that. I love it.
Yes, like there's a. I don't know where I got it. I think it was from maybe another show I listened to, but it was these guys. They would talk about like every time they do home projects, like there's a certain amount of stuff that they can get done themselves, but yeah. Then there's always a point where they're like, I need to bring in a bigger boy. And like that bigger boy is always like a professional contractor or plumber or electrician or something like that.
It's not Tamawashi, like, the grand sumo wrestler.
Yeah. Every Full 90 listener that went from listening to Full 90 to Nerd Talk Plus...
Welcome.
Just yes. Made it about 45 seconds into the show before you mentioned sumo and went, God damn it!
Well, we got plenty of notes from them this week, too. So,
he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but you're Four Loco Daddy or Papa. There we go. Papa.
Ooh. Quattro Loco Papa.
Yeah, si, senor. Si, senor. Hi, senor. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, senor. He's Corn Dog One. We call him Si. Hi there.
Happy National Have a Bad Day Day. Oh, hi. Gentlemen.
Happy World Toilet Day from one guy who cleans his butt to two guys who don't.
Dude, I was showing a house today to a guy that I know I'm friends with. And had
a dirty butt.
There
was a house with a bidet. I was like, oh, look, it's even got a bidet. Like, that's awesome. It's already built in. And he was like, oh, I'm taking that out. I was like, oh,
why?
You're like very, he's like, oh, I'm anti-bidet. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, bro, it doesn't make you gay if you use it, okay? Like, let's be clear. Well,
so then I showed him another house, and his mom came by, and I was like, oh, yeah, I showed
him a house.
She was drinking
out of the bidet.
He was super anti-bidet. He was, like, ready to get rid of the bidet. She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, a familial hate of butt washing.
What is the disadvantage to the bidet? I can't even begin to understand. No, I prefer to have a ton of... particles in my butt crack making things itchier. Like,
I need a nice, good, sandpapery feel throughout my day.
If you're like, yeah. Listen, I have adult ADHD and I'm too lazy to be able to actually to complete the task of ordering one, or it's $40 and I don't have that much money. If those are your arguments, like, I get it. But like,
that felt way too, that first part felt a lot too on the nose.
Though. It's so accurate. I'm always like, yeah, if I had one, hell yeah, I'd use one.
Somebody take your Adderall and order a bidet.
If your middle name starts with an M and you're a realtor,
suck your Stormlight and order a bidet.
It's so weird to me. It's like so weird to me that people are like, I get that people are like, I don't know about that, but to be like, no, I'm taking that out. Like, you are.
That is, it's like already in. It's like you don't have to use it. You can still just wipe your butt. It's like, no, I'm going to take it out.
Plus, what if you need a tasty drink?
Like, what if you want a nice water feature in your bathroom?
Guys, I had my 7-year-old try it the other day.
What, as a water fountain?
No, as a butt cleaner. And he turned it on, and I didn't explain what was going to happen. You can imagine how startling that is. He jumps up. The bidet sprays me.
You're like, when it's like awesome. when you pressure, do you guys ever pressure wash and you're like,
sure.
a concrete patio, and when you get into the seams of the concrete patio and it's like all the dirt and stuff that's built up in there just starts like spraying out, and it comes like, that's like the most satisfying part of pressure washing. That's basically what happened to you.
Imagine that guy. He's like, I'm taking that bidet out. I'm not having one of those. Like, I don't want to pressure wash the stuff from my butt crack. Does his backyard just have like moss and mold growing out of all the cracks in between.
I was
going to
say literally all the cracks, all the seams are just filled and crusty.
You're gonna treat your sidewalk better than you treat your own bunghole that you have to itch yourself? Like, get out of here, you weirdo. Anyway, Gravy is trying to join us, but we're in the middle of a bomb cyclone, and it's not like it's like the late 90s, and we're like, that is the bomb cyclone. It is, I don't know, some sort of weird weather system that's blowing in lots of wind and taking out power around here. Whatever, he's not with us yet, but I think he's going to try
hurricane
and jump on here in a little while. Yeah, my mother-in-law texts to be like, power's flickering, so if I don't respond to your text, just know that I might, something's going on. And we were like, that doesn't, like, Siege literally was recording a podcast in the middle of a hurricane.
Several over the years.
The Waffle House wasn't even open, but Siege is still broadcasting, and the lights go out. He's on backup power, still doing it. Like, you're going to be able to send a text message, Deb.
Yeah, that's not how text messages
no,
work.
No. She's like, you can call me. Like, you
It
are.
Means I'm dead and you should worry about me. Please pay attention to me.
Yeah, like, it means I have nothing else going on, so I'm going to be dramatic about something. All right.
It's like, there were a bunch of, and not to trivialize the wildfires, but we had a lot of wildfires over here last year, maybe the year before. It was last year. Anyway, whatever it was, you would have people being like, texting groups of friends being like, guys, can you just like keep us in your thoughts, because we're in a zone 3 evacuation or whatever, which is like the first one that's like, hey, the wildfire is kind of not even close. I mean, it's one of those
thoughts
things where it's like,
prayer,
you might see smoke from this, and then you look at the map of like where that wildfire is, and it's like, I get it, you have to be prepared or safe, but like, that's the one that's like, hey, pay attention to your phone in case you maybe get a text later on that says you maybe need to look at this more frequently.
Yeah, you're not outside with the garden hose spraying down your roof to make sure your house doesn't burn down.
No, it feels very much like, I want to participate in this thing that's happening. I want people to pay attention to me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Speaking of wanting people to pay attention to us, I'm sorry.
Great
that
transition.
I uploaded our podcast 3 times for the last week. Episode 334, I believe, was a hot mess. The first time, I uploaded the wrong thing. The second time, well, I want to preface this by saying that my reasoning for doing this podcast is because I like to goof off with my friends and make dumb jokes. That's the whole basis for what this is. And if you're one of our new friends and you hear this and it makes you giggle from time to time or makes you outraged that I'm talking about sumo again or whatever, awesome. We're so stoked to have you along. When I get a message from somebody who is like, I had to stop listening to the podcast because what you said was so offensive that I could write an essay detailing how upset I am, I gotta tell you, that is not the goal of this ever. I've personally never been into shocking anyone with anything other than the shocker. And so for the reaction to something that we said to be so strongly negative, again, not from a pinky in the butt, but to be so strongly received so negatively, oh my God, I felt truly terrible. And so I went back and I made an edit to the podcast to clean up my act a little bit. And so like, some people probably wouldn't have done that. Some people probably wouldn't go back and make the changes. They would just live with it and own it. This is my way of owning it without having to put other people into that position where they listen to it and it like upsets them so much that they're like, stop listening. They stop being fans. They take action. They do something bad. It ruins their day. Whatever it is, whatever that is for you, I'm just grateful that this person reached out directly to be like, hey, too far. I really appreciate that, because it was, from where I sit, it was not something that I wanted to, that I want to own as a, that I want to inflict upon other people. I own the fact that I said something stupid or that the podcast went too far or whatever, but I don't want other people to have to be victim to it. So, hands up, apologies here. You know, we put the thing back up again. If you have it already, you could probably go back and find it. If not, Don't even worry about it. We're just going to move on and just know that we're like humble about this thing, or at least I am. I don't want to put that on you guys, but I know that we had a group chat. We were all on the same page except for Gravy. He was like, "You should double down and go even harder on this stance." Yes. And I was like, "All right."
He's serving his one match ban right now.
Yeah, exactly. We brought out the red card. We were like, "Get out of here." And he was like, "Not far enough." Okay.
Gravy, we're not big enough to get canceled. No, you're just not. You're not saying the things hard enough.
You're not brave enough to get canceled.
Agree harder.
Anyway, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. Possibly not funny, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, or perhaps
Siege
what
is funny.
We get right. Of course, according to two out of the two metrics. Women that we've asked, Siege is funny. So.
Only the metrics.
If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about how funny Siege is at nerdtalkplus.com is our website, or on Instagram, you could spell it all out, nerdtalkplus.com. Siege, did anyone have anything to say to us in the comments this week, or did we get away with it?
Plenty of, actually, there is a lot of people congratulating us on bringing back the full 90 Soccer Time podcast, which essentially is just us talking about sumo in the entire tournament, which was great. And people asking for the full 90 Soccer Time podcast who have actually switched over here, which is kind of cool finding that out.
And yeah, I should put something up on that feed if it still even exists to be like, hey, did you know that we still do something and it's over here and it's basically the same thing, only with like a little bit less soccer talk, but the same exact amount of sumo?
And I actually had somebody at my studio that I do voiceover dubbing for. I was down there doing a movie today, and a woman walks out to me with a handful of Japanese candy. I had no idea she even listens to the show.
Wow, konnichiwa, senorita.
Which is great because she's a first language Spanish speaker.
Oh.
So she came out with a handful of Japanese candy and just looks at me and says, "You're welcome." And talking about the show. I had no idea she even listened, but thank you very much, Anna.
Yeah, Anna, hey. Okay, well, thanks. That's awesome. NerdTalkPlus.com if you want to participate. And if you want to make Brandon uncomfortable by sending him messages about the funny things he says, so that way he's like, people are listening. This is terrible.
Please cancel us. Please cancel
please.
Us.
I need my Tuesday nights back.
I'm about to get them back.
Anyway, yeah, so thanks for hanging out, listening. It's been so cool. I've got a little bit better look at what the analytics are for this show, and it's growing. And man, how cool is that? Like I said, I literally get on here mainly to see how hard Brandon and Siege will make me laugh, and then to see if I can say something funny back. And to watch Gravy make faces in the background that you don't see, but we do. It's like, it's really fun, and I'm so grateful for anyone that takes any time. I thought of something. We probably need to like do some like some sort of like trucker centric segment.
Ooh.
To be like best glory holes or something like that, you know?
So, because, oh, nice.
For our long haul trucker listeners that are there, like, oh, I-75 headed to Saratoga Springs or whatever.
Oh my God. Can I just say how I cracked up and almost crashed my car today while I was listening to Greg on the Always Free Odyssey app.
Thank
streaming
you.
107.7 The End.
Or the Nerd Talk Plus podcast.
Or the Nerd Talk Plus podcast. I was listening to him today, and I accidentally sent a screenshot. When you do a screenshot in your car while you're driving...
With CarPlay?
With CarPlay, it sends a picture of your CarPlay screen. So he had all my information where I was.
He tried to unsend it, but I already had it open, so...
So over the air, he goes, "Ah, to my buddy who's heading northbound on I-75 somewhere in Florida. Probably to do some nefarious gator stuff."
Yeah.
That's all I need is big audio tracking my whereabouts and my nefarious gator activities.
I felt bad, not at all, I felt bad for announcing that you were speeding, though. Like, headed 76 miles per hour, slow down.
You're like, in real time doxed him, but doxed him doing an actual crime.
I know, there's a note that we took. Brandon texted us and he was like, "I've got something for the pod," period, the end. We were like, All right.
I refuse to use notes.
You want to put a note down, or do you want to do something with this information? And you were like, just, is there a run sheet? That's what we do with the background, so that way we can see what we're doing. No one ever looks at it but me and Gravy. That's fine. I don't expect you guys to. Actually, it's more fun that you don't. But Brandon was like, put it on the run sheet. So I started a run sheet days early instead of minutes early, like normal.
Now we can't find it.
To put People Magazine regarding Brandon. So... Now, this week, with the floor, kicking things off for us, Brandon from the internet.
I should have just said I have something for the... wait, calling me the littlest boy from the internet is less of a good... Like, that feels even like a worse combination of words.
Special guest on the show, the littlest boy on the internet.
So Murderbed is gone, so I'm feeling all sorts of new power to bring stuff to the podcast.
Murderbed was a fixture in the background that looked like some sort of medieval torture device that was back there, because it was like wrought iron and
it's in the Velociraptor that nobody can access but me.
And he once upon a time broadcast from there because his desk wasn't set up or something like that, so he was actually on Murderbed while they were trying to sort that out. Murderbed, now gone.
Yeah. So, speaking of murder, I want to... So, okay, so People Magazine just... I made a joke in our little group chat about how we were once again snubbed for Sexiest Man of the Year, or People's Sexiest Man of the Year, which went to John Krasinski, which I feel like, you know... Gregor's not far off. I feel like you are close to...
Whoa.
The shocked look on his face just there.
The shocker look on his face.
Whoa. First of all.
Tickling the pinky.
Yeah, there you go. That just kind of looks like you're missing a finger. Like, you're really good at putting that down. my great-grandma was missing that finger, and now I think she made it intentionally.
You're like, was I just a naive child, or was grandma missing that finger? The shocker.
It was early on. You couldn't just hide the ring finger. You had to actually cut it off.
I got a gator to just snap mine off.
Now I just do the thumb thing.
Because of this Sexiest Man of the Year, or whatever that award is that they call it, I went. Yeah. I had searched People Magazine on Instagram, and I went to their Instagram page, and they had their stories up, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch what kind of things is People Magazine posting on their stories.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about the whiplash that I get from going through People Magazine, which when we talk about People Magazine, do you guys think of it as like a... I'll tell you how I think of it. I think of it as a like pop culture news, a little bit better than TMZ, maybe like less sensational and salacious, more like celebrity kind of like
a celebrity gossip, but not quite gossipy.
Yeah. Let me read the first story. I'm going to go through a few in order. The first story is, 6-year-old dies after being struck by skid steer operated by her father. Her love and joy lit up the room. Any room.
Whoa. Okay.
That's the first one. Going on, I'm like, man, maybe she was, you know, like, sad. That's sad. People Magazine, thanks for sharing that story on people.com, linked on the story. Next story. Texas mother on death row, actually innocent in daughter's death. Judge says she did not kill her.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
All right, People Magazine. We're getting a little bit crazy here. Third, 10 newborn babies killed in fire at hospital's NICU, an immense loss.
Jeepers. I was like, people, I wanted to be like, you'll never believe what Mario Lopez wears to the beach.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought it was going to be.
People Magazine is like, no, we're about people, including the dead ones.
People.
Dead
you
people.
Should not on deadpeople.com.
The next one, Vladimir Sklerov, an acclaimed Russian ballet star, dies at 39 after fall from building, a huge loss.
After fall, in quotes, from building. Like,
next one, mom says son, 7, was hung in the boys' bathroom as school claims it was a horse-playing accident. He's traumatized.
Maybe he didn't die?
He's hung?
He's hung like a horse?
Next one. Zach Bryan's ex, Brianna LaPaglia, cozies up to a new guy and responds to, that was fast comment.
Wait, how does that balance out?
Next one. Beyonce to perform halftime show during Houston Texans and Baltimore Ravens Christmas Day game.
Okay, hold on. So they obviously have, like, people who split the managing editor role, right?
Where
it's like they have like... They have, like, someone who's, like, pop culture and whatever, probably some, like, mid-40s Jewish guy named Grant in Northern California who's picking the stories about the celebs and their dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real person. And oddly specific, but real.
I was going to say, you have to be looking that up somewhere.
No, it's just been my friend, the King of Castle Rock. No big deal. NBD. And then the other person is like, got fired from CNN for doing an expose on the contributions to the campaign, and now they're mad and they're bringing death row to the people.com.
I feel like it's worth it to go through a few more of these just so you guys can get a full picture. The next one is some famous people that I've never heard of revealing the name of their baby twins. The next one, before dying, dad saved son on capsizing boat by putting him in a cooler box. After a little while, he just let go. Okay. Thanks, nice. People Magazine. Next one, Gypsy Rose Blanchard shares details from her baby shower, including daughter's name. Exclusive. Whoa. Prince Harry channels his inner sports anchor on Grey Cup pre-show. Let's go. Something about Rashida Jones's dad. How a husband hacked the scammers. Royal property could turn into a wedding venue.
Rashida Jones's dad, to be clear.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Quincy
yeah,
Jones.
Yeah.
That's probably the only one that I care about out of all those. I'm like,
probably also the most famous person.
First of all, yes.
In the world.
First of all, bang. Secondly.
Also, I would love to show you guys, just so you know, like, they know what they're doing, because every sad story, black background.
Yeah.
Big time sad. Happy story, white. Everything's nice. Oh, wait, no, that's a bad story. Nope, that's a kid, horse playing accident, hung himself at 7.
Oh, but he's alive, though, so it's white.
But he's alive, so it's white. Okay.
There you go.
Happy story. Beyonce. Baby
also,
twins.
There's some sort
black.
Of, there's some sort of implication that white is good and black is bad. Like, I mean.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was not getting what I expected out of People Magazine. It's kind of the short story there. And also, People Magazine, calm the F down.
I love that you went in so hard on, like, you were like, huh, people.com, huh? First of all, thank you for calling me sexy. That's amazing. Made my day. Secondly, the black fact background. That you were like, let's see what they're up to, and then you just went with it is so cool. I wish I did that more often, because I think about all the stuff that individually that we probably follow on the internet, and like how collectively the internet is steered towards us because we share everything in a group chat. So it's like, Siege sends nothing but 10 slide Instagram stories where it's like the ninth one is what he sends us, you know, and it's like some hilarious meme or whatever. Each of our things has its
own
flavor.
I do the research for you.
Thank you. And so, like, I wonder which of us digs in on what, because my whole feed today is just MotoGP, because Jorge Martin won the MotoGP World Championship yesterday, or on Sunday, on an independent team. It's big news. It's been my whole feed.
Not
They're
sumo, don't
today.
Care.
What's that? There's some sumo, to be fair. Sumo, the Japanese are weird about letting coverage happen unless they control it, which is like smart,
like,
but
is
also.
It letting the sumo wrestlers ride motorcycles?
Next up on Sumo Motorcycle Joust.
Sumo motorcycle.
Well, I got an idea, guys. How about we each open our Instagrams and go to the search page, and everybody shows what theirs looks like.
Okay, great, because I have a story about that, so this is perfect.
No. I was hoping everybody would say, no, so I don't have to show mine.
I don't want to use my iPhone as a webcam. Okay, thanks. That's not what I'm looking for. Oh, that's pretty. I
think you guys have probably screwed up my algorithm, because nothing here is anything that I'm interested in.
This is all me. Pancakes and boobs.
Oh, man, mine's all... I'm telling you,
Mike
mine's
Tyson
all tattoos and racing.
Mine's all Mike Tyson now. And then one pregnant lady?
Is that because I put Mike Tyson's ass on stuff? Oh, look at that. It is all pancakes and boobs.
Mine is all tattoos and motorsports. The middle one is literally the guy peeling off his number one sticker after losing the championship. So
mine is now People Magazine.
Well, what did you expect? I mean,
come on.
And I got some Muppets, which is something.
Do they have boobs?
So let's pretend like this is pretending that Siege isn't chaotic neutral. Okay, let's just pretend like I know it's no fun. But, like, Siege finds a new lady who's not dead inside and wants to, like, have a happy, nice little quaint life, right? And then he opens up his Instagram search page, and he's like, well, this won't do. And so what do? Do you spend all day searching for wholesome things like bunnies and pancakes? Pancakes will fly.
No, nope, throw your phone in the ocean.
Throw your identity in the ocean. Instagram is testing out a feature. They're going to roll it out for everyone soon, where you get a fresh shot at getting content in your feed. So, like, for instance, I was getting a lot of lawn care videos. I don't have a lawn. I don't. And then I started getting headwear from the Ottoman Empire because I follow one haberdasher. And it was like, there's like some pretty weird stuff in there. I don't necessarily need more Fez content, you know? Like, that's not what I'm looking for. I'd prefer boobs and pancakes or whatever. But, like, let's say you need to get the smut out of your life, or you want to turn things around and only have pokies through shirts or whatever. I don't know what you're looking for, but Instagram's going to allow you to go into your settings and clear it out so that
this
way you
can... This is the pancakes one, too.
What is that? I can't
tell. It turns into boobs.
Oh, is it AI? Oh, my God.
It's AI, whoa. And the syrup is turning it... Whoa.
Okay. Whoa. What? No, hey, all right, this is the family show.
Is this what AI is for?
I mean, this is what AI is for in my house.
We're warming our oceans up to watch syrup strip on a syrup stripper pole.
You are awesome. Welcome.
We're warming our oceans up. That's very funny.
Listen, don't worry, the icebergs will melt and cool it back down.
So,
all right, perfect.
You can now go back and recurate all your stuff so you get all that sweet flat earth content that you need, or find out more about the favorite baseball player who believes that the earth is surrounded by a shell and that the solar system is just painted on it to trick us into believing that we're some sort of limited species or something like that. You could like find more of that now if you want or whatever. You can go back and get rid of the stuff you don't like or the stuff that you mistakenly searched as you were trying to get a neck tattoo and find new stuff to put in there.
Here's the thing. I think Instagram is like... geared toward attractive women, and I mean that in that they know what gets clicks. Like, they know who I am. They know that I'm a heterosexual white male.
All the attractive women on Instagram know you.
If I were to try to trade my change my algorithm, I just tested it. I typed in cycling at the top, and the first, let's see, 8 out of 10 posts is just ladies wearing cycling kits, but they're like that.
Pokies, oh. Yeah.
It's like the cycling kit is wide open. She's not wearing any sort of sports bra, and it's look like not golf. Actual practical.
It's like let's the same
golf
thing.
There's
like,
more of the same.
There's like one gal that, yeah, like, for younger, yep, people who are, you know, who grew up with the internet, there's like people that, like, if you start dating someone, they'll look at who you're following and see if you're following like golf sluts and stuff, like if to see if there's to see if you're just thirsting on the internet. No, I mean, like, it should be. You should start that immediately.
I used to have starfish ass facts. I just couldn't keep up coming up with enough ass facts to keep it going.
Well, starfish can mean something else.
Why is it whole pregnant people now? I think my wife sends me a lot of stuff. She's not pregnant, for what it's worth.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to do it first, so.
Oh, remember that, oh, that
adult
look
with ADHD?
That was a knowing
thing?
Look.
Yeah. It's like he's speaking. He's like, he knows my life right now.
Well, it's not like our... So I recently got an ADHD diagnosis or whatever, and...
all right. Congratulations.
Dude, welcome to the club.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, welcome, my friend. You should be holding a celebration.
Okay, so I take issue with the whole thing, largely because when we see just off of the Vicks Vapo Rub, off mic, just getting some of that. I take issue with the, like, just everybody is neurodivergent. Now Brandon's smoking a bubble pipe.
It's like a whole thing. I wish it was a bubble pipe.
It's a real... I wish this wasn't tobacco. I'm horribly addicted.
I have lung cancer.
I grew this tobacco in my backyard.
To be
backyard.
Fair, it's probably only mouth cancer. It's okay, buddy.
Yeah.
You and Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah, you don't inhale it.
And so...
Like, every time I smoke a cigar, I throw up.
Because you're inhaling it? Just swallowing the thick air.
Nothing smells cool worse than the next day after smoking a cigar. Oh, it's, yeah, awful. Yeah. Anyway, I don't love that we've expanded the umbrella of just, like, everyone can... I don't know how to say this right, because I don't want to dismiss people with, like, significant mental deficiencies. It's like, it's easy to be like, oh, Greg doesn't ever remember to bring his wallet places, ADHD or whatever. It's like, I'm a fully functional adult who's made it to my mid-40s, and, like, I kind of resent the idea that you can lump me into problem behavior. Which
like
I
explain it away.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Like you can explain away. It's like these
that's
are just
the blues is for, bro.
These are just these are just a personality traits that I have that suck, and I'm finding a way to be like, oh well, it's just my ADHD.
And so that's mainly what it comes down to, is that like people whose whole identity is just their ADHD, I'm like, just let your identity be you and don't make everything about adding these labels to it.
Oh, it's just because you're an Aquarius.
I am totally with you on that, because I do think like I could try to get away
with
our
love charts. All of us.
I don't know what you know. What am I? What would you say I am? Because I'm on a cusp. I'm a cusper.
You are too. So am I.
Yeah.
What are you? You're like
420. I'm an Aries or a Taurus.
I was gonna say you're closer to
a Taurus. He's a four Taurus.
Yeah. I'm a four Taurus.
Four clitoris. He's clitoris.
What's your sign? Four Taurus.
Auto locks, bro.
Aries Spears. Is Aries Spears? Is that the
yeah
comedian? Yeah. Anyway, I feel like I felt the same way as you, Greg, and then and I do feel the same way as like not trying to explain away like personality traits that I have, that I'm like, I know that I'm capable of those things, I just am not doing them because I'm lazy. But I feel like not making it a crutch, but if you start treating it and it starts getting better, like I did as soon as I started like taking medication for it, and I was like, oh, I'm actually good at stuff now, and I can focus on things, and I can actually like complete these projects, and I don't feel like all the time. Like as soon as I did that, I was like, okay, I don't need to explain it away. I just need to take care of it. Like stop dismissing things because well, what are you gonna do? And more like just deal with it.
Yeah.
The idea that
it just took me 30 years to deal with it.
The idea that we share everything. Well, but so like part of it is growth, and. So, like, it took you 30 years, but, like, it took you getting married and settling down into another life where someone else can criticize you for it. But
yeah, just realize how big of a piece of crap you are by, like, realizing how selfish you are by getting married and then having children. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But I want to... I joke, sort of, you know, like...
No, that's totally how I feel, though.
No, but... I know, but that's... But that invalidates you as a person, not knowing, like... You might feel like a piece of crap. Okay, fine. Like, I won't challenge you on that, but you don't need to. It needs to be... No, I mean, littlest Brandon is garbage. Don't get me wrong. I mean...
Garbage. Hot garbage.
I thought about how we should do that segment on the show.
I was going to say, I had a dream about those sounds.
We should bring hot garbage back.
Yeah, where I
this is ADD in a conversation, by the way.
Where I just say things, and then you guys just chime in on it. All you can say is garbage or hot garbage or whatever, then we can discuss it.
That's so funny. Yes. You know what? I'm sorry. I have to interrupt because of our ADHD as a show. I got a message from somebody the other day that I forgot to put in the thing. I'm looking it up real quick right now. The definition of this show is a word called logorrhea. Yeah. It is, I can't see, like it's a noun, but it's logorrhea. Yes, it's a noun. Definition one, pathologically incoherent, repetitious speech.
What?
Definition two, incessant or compulsive talkativeness, worrisome volubility.
Is this...
It's the perfect definition for you guys. I love it. Don't change.
Okay.
I don't agree with any of that, just for the record.
I'm worried about us constantly. And for the record, I use my diagnosis as an excuse all the time.
That's because you're chaotic neutral. Yes. This is my point. This is exactly it.
I use it to get away with everything.
Well, also, that's 6 bits Florida, 6 bits chaotic neutral, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He also just makes up diagnoses to start telling people. He's like, sorry, it's my butt cancer.
Sorry, I got wonky knee. I got stanky leg.
You guys are terrible at coming up with diseases.
I have stanky leg pox.
They're not. They're, I'm not making them up. It's just definitions from the
1800s. Oh, okay. It's an old snakey leg.
I need to put some snake venom and Coca-Cola in that hole.
That's actually fine. You got a snakey leg?
That was actually a pirate from the 1800s.
Yeah. No, seriously. The parrot was pecking at his leg. It's disgusting. It's like he needs medical attention. It's
just rub
bad.
Some coleslaw on
it. It's just sepsis. He just has sepsis in his leg.
Perhaps you've heard of gangrene.
He was all Greg Two-Leg, and then he got that sepsis in that leg.
Had sepsis brain since 1979.
Oh, I looked at Sepsister on Pornhub. Is that what we're talking about?
Whoa.
Wait, Sepsister?
Hey, Sepsister. So dumb. This show's the stupidest. She's right.
Margaria.
Margaria.
Hey, step bro, my leg is caught under. Oh, never mind, fell off.
My sepsis is caught in the dryer.
How do you spell sepsis? Does anyone know?
I don't know. S-E-P-S-I-S?
This is where Gravy and his seven Googles is supposed to be here, but yeah. We gave him the red card.
There we go. Sepsister. Okay, we got it.
Hey, step bro, my leg is oozing. It's so wet.
I'm gonna die.
Stop! Just. And we'll be right back. All right. Should we talk about disabled people controlling robots now? Is that the natural transition that we do?
Yes.
I forget what the website was that Siege sent. It was off of Instagram something, but it was I'm looking it up real quick. But Siege sent
so you can trust
today.
It.
It's this how things work. So this how things work. Okay. A cafe in Japan called Don Avatar Robot Cafe hires people with physical disabilities, including those who are paralyzed, to operate robot servers. Now, when I read that at first, I was like, you mean the servers that are warming up the ocean? No, they mean like restaurant servers, not AI powered.
It's the beginning of the Matrix.
Yeah.
So wait, this is like a Robotui?
Yes.
Oh my god, yes.
If you had a disabled mouse that could then steer a chef, that's what you would get, a robot chef. Located in Tokyo, I did not go there, this cafe employs people who control the robots remotely from their homes or hospital rooms, allowing them to work and interact with customers. For me, I read this and I was like, oh, that's sweet, it gives people purpose still. And I feel like the other half of that would be like, oh, like, it's like efficiency is so important to us. Get back to work, hospital person. Like,
yup. That was my angle.
late stage capitalism. It's like, I don't care about your legs that don't work. Get on this robot.
You've got people with severe spinal cord injuries that cannot move, and they're like, oh no, you're gonna have to pay for this hospital bill somehow.
Can
get
you
to
still
work.
Blow through a tube? Like,
yeah.
Hey, what's the Japanese healthcare system like? Is it crappy like ours, or is it like somewhat cool?
I actually looked this up because, you know, I was contemplating never coming back, obviously. Especially since we can still podcast from
you did
wherever.
Buy that knife.
Oh man, I used it today. It was so sharp. But the healthcare system, I was reading about it, and they're like, well, it's not like the Japanese healthcare is, like, that great or whatever. Compared to European countries like Denmark or whatever, it's not great. But compared to the U.S., it's like, we're the equivalent of rub some dirt on it and still charge you. Like, Japan is still better than that.
I thought they live here.
Their average age when you die is, like, way higher. Average lifespan.
Life expectancy.
Life expectancy.
172. Wow.
It's just a bunch of Yodas running around operating robots from their deathbeds.
That's why they live so long. They don't have to do anything.
Get back to work. Your efficiency is dropping. But I can't blink fast enough.
Work I will.
When 171 years old, you reach work as much you will not.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. I don't know how I feel. We then talked about, like, what if you got a disabled dog to control a Boston Dynamics robot dog so that way you can give it a second life? It's peeing on everything and humping its way. Oh, did you see that they have a robot dog outside of Mar-a-Lago now?
Yeah, they're all over the place now.
That's awesome.
It's the, Secret Service. Sorry, I was about to say Treasury Department. Yes, that's what they're from, but... The Secret Service with all the extra protections that they need here for, you know, that guy. They have the Boston Dynamics dogs. No, they don't have any guns loaded on them. And they said
that you can see.
That we can see. Yeah.
They currently said they don't plan to, but that wasn't like a hard no. We're not putting guns on robot dogs to run around Mar-a-Lago.
We don't plan to, but if that dog finds a gun.
And the disabled dog that is like trying to hump with it. Like,
yeah. So you've got disabled dogs and Boston Dynamics gun dogs humping in the yard of Mar-a-Lago. This is... Recipe awesome. For amazingness.
Amazing. We need the same version of that, only like an alligator, and then it'd be awesome.
Ooh. Now, yeah, why do we choose dogs? We could have chose, I mean, love dogs. Not mine, but love other dogs.
It's because yours is disabled.
It's probably, she needs a robot.
Dog.
She needs a disabled Japanese person to control her. Yeah, she's Indian. We could have chosen
any. That's okay.
No, I know. I'm just, okay.
She doesn't speak Japanese. You're right. Okay.
Yeah. We could have chosen any animal. Like, they could have gone for a robot gator, and they didn't. We could have created a whole new animal, and they chose dog.
Centaur.
Yeah.
Throw the Robo Man on top.
How about just a Johnny Five top, dog bottom?
Yo, that would be incredible. Man, the center of gravity would be so high.
Can I get a Johnny Five doggy style?
It's like ordering an In-N-Out burger. You accidentally call it doggy style.
Damn it. Now I don't know if to call this Sepster or
Johnny Five doggy style.
How about the whole thing? Sepsister, Johnny Five doggy style.
Colon.
Oh, man. Gravy was a good one. Now, here's my question. You know when the Russians first sent Laika, whatever the dog's name was, to space,
and then
it didn't come back, and it was like it was the first animal that they sent to space in the spaceship or whatever back in the 60s. Why doesn't Elon Musk send a robot dog up in his dumb starship to, like, as a nod to how much we're, you know, placating
how much
to
he's influenced by Russia?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He gets to Mars first and starts peeing on everything.
Yeah,
no, perfect. No, sir.
I think we should do it. I think that we need a robot dog on a spaceship to prove that robots will... I don't know what it would prove, but yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
I like it. I like it. I like just filling spaceships with dogs.
Are you like feeling dogs? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes, I did. That's exactly what I said.
It's like filling up dogs, you know.
It's like filling up dogs. Give them a nice good belly rub.
Guys, we're not going to need to do this podcast for much longer, because when it comes to writing poetry,
we're
not
going to be allowed to do this podcast much longer.
The AI is getting just as good at humans at writing poetry. Oftentimes, the listener or reader prefers what the machine did over what the actual poet did. Now, you can read about it at nature.com, but the important part is that they played some generative poetry.
Who wrote this? AI?
For just regular people. You know, people that... Well, whatever. Regular people.
Unlike us.
And we're not talking about reading it for professional poetry critics, just like regular people who think man from Nantucket, and then obvious rhyme after
seven more lines of Coke.
Yes. Very good. My God, I went through that album earlier today. It's a lot worse than I thought it was.
This is the generative AI album that...
Yep. Girly Siege, Girl Productions.
That Siege played on the show a couple weeks ago. Go back.
Highly recommend it.
There once was a man from Nantucket. He needed seven more lines of Coke before he needed a man.
Before he needed a bigger boy.
A bigger boy.
Anyway. Yeah.
That's that dad's name.
The bigger boy?
Yeah.
You're the littlest boy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop right now before I get in trouble again.
Don't call me Mr. Boy. That's my father.
Anyway, it's to the point where if you play AI for Dummies, they like it more because it's dumb and doesn't require a ton of thought to process.
Oh, yeah.
And so
it's like pop music.
We're getting rid of education in the country, and then we're going to have this to placate people. We're going to have robots that write funny, you know, limericks or whatever, and then we'll be set. The control mechanism's in place. It's time to go. That being said, now's the time to invest in anything white guys. Okay? All right? Fellow white guys, we're set. Let's
go. There you go.
I just bought 7 stocks of Aaron Rodgers, so I feel like I'm going to be rich.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you said socks. I bought socks, damn it!
Aaron Rodgers is going to be named like the Surgeon General or something.
Yeah. Gonna be
probably. I hope so.
No, he's going to get some cool title,
not
like
real.
Director of Football or something like that. It's going to be something like
the President's Health and Fitness Initiative.
Oh, there you go. See?
Yeah. Go do ayahuasca.
Finally, someone's making some sense, though. Jeez, it's about time. Now,
they started out trying to make it a joke, but now it's kind of sound
now
cool.
It's like, listen, we talked it through.
As 3 white guys with a podcast,
we're an authority
on approve.
This. You guys ever tried supplements? Let's do a bit on that now. Okay, so the AI is doing that, and that's bad, right? But the way that it's actually getting okay, I guess. And as you know, I'm not generally stoked about AI interfering with anything except for when it's pancakes, pole dancing with syrup running down their butt cracks.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty cool. Could you send that to me,
We're
by
all
the way?
About it.
Yeah. Got it right here, buddy. It's already downloaded.
I need $100. Could you, <Yeah.
laughs> could you post it to our Instagram? That'd be awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Even better.
I do love when somebody uses AI for something funny. Take Daisy, the AI that imitates old ladies to keep scammers on the phone and waste their time so they have less time to scam actual grannies. This is amazing. It's not the first time this has happened, but I love the idea of scammers wasting their time with a person to the point where the scammers get tired of wasting their time. They realize they can use AI to do the same thing on dumb people. And at some point, there'll be a loop. Again, heating up the ocean, but there'll be a loop between 2 AI trying to scam each other, and it'll be infinitely carrying on while we conduct our lives in IRL, you know, in real life.
And the world burns.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, that's inevitable at this point. But you know what's cool about that though, Brandon? The as the world is on fire or whatever, it'll be fine. The world, no problem. It's not like we're gonna melt it or it's gonna break in two. And if we do. Now, that's actually pretty cool. But, like, Earth is going to be no problem. There's been 5 great extinctions previously, and it's always bounced back and given us cool stuff like dinosaurs or people, I guess. And so it's going to be fine without us. It's just a matter of, like, do we want to still be here or not?
One of those things objectively cooler than the other one.
Oh, yeah, dinosaurs are way cooler, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless the Earth is only 5,000 years old and there's
now if we had cloacas.
Yeah.
Then we'd be on the same playing field.
Put the disabled tube in there. control robot that way. The disability tube is what I meant to say. Anyway. I'm all for making robots fight robots. I think that's funny.
I think that's awesome. I mean, didn't they have what was that? Where were we discussing this before? We were talking about Spike TV, I think. Didn't they have that Robot Wars, like, late at night or something like that, where everybody would build their own robots? Like, some of them would have, like, reciprocating saw blades or whatever?
Basically, if you built the spinny one that was shaped like a cone, or the one that just hammered but could do it on both sides, because if it got flipped over and then it was fine, you would...
Yeah.
Like, those were, like, the two... what was that called? Like, robot battle? Battle bots?
It's had different iterations. BattleBots is the original one, and it was always very boring. It always seemed like it was going to be very cool, but then it was just like 2 cinder blocks running into each other until one of them stopped, like ran out of battery.
It was just like the robotics clubs from your schools got on television.
Yeah, which is awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Very cool, yeah.
Firstwashington.org if you want to know more about the Lego robotics and robotics leagues that happen in Washington State.
It's just going to be like when... two servers at a restaurant get really mad at each other, but it's just two disabled people in Japan running the robots, and then those robots are going to fight each
different
other.
Parts
and then
of we the can, city.
We can film that, and you got one guy in the back yelling, "World Star!" It's just like those robots.
How do you say World Star in
How do you
Japanese?
Say World Star in Japan? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
Damn it,
yeah.
Gravy.
I think they still say World Star. I bet you World Staru. Yeah,
nice. Start seeing robot. I would love that. If you're just in a restaurant and you got robot servers and they just start battling
over
each
tips.
Other, writing, flipping over tables. Guests are like, "I have no idea what's going on." Meanwhile, there's
I
some
can't pay
very
for my medication
angry person.
This week.
Yeah. There's some very angry person in a hospital bed in like one district.
They should have made they should make a robot fighting league out of like stuff that's easier to destroy, so that way like when they fight each other they fall apart. Like I want to like make it so they have like limbs and stuff
like
they have
rock 'em sock 'em robots.
Yeah,
fill them with like little canisters of like compressed canisters of gasoline or something like that, so that when
Dynamite.
They're punctured or they blow
Dude.
Up
yeah
like
absolutely.
Like that's what makes it interesting is more explosions.
Yeah, no, 100%. Now this is what I'm talking about. We went from garbage to hot right there. That's what I'm
yes.
talking about.
Hot
yeah.
Or in this case,
and
hot garbage.
When they explode, hot garbage.
Yeah, see?
Hot garbage.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Pretty good, yeah. That's pretty good, so.
Listen, I was a listener for a long time before I was a part of it.
We're happy to have you. So, yeah. Okay, well, normally right now I would ask what we learned this week, but we don't have that. Should we do, just real quick, should we? Whoa! All right, settle down. Should we do a little Guinness
He's
time?
Even though
we
don't have gravy? Syrup vids?
I recognize
Ooh.
That music.
We need a stinger for Guinness time. We need it. We need like a da 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 da. Like we need some horns.
Okay, we'll work on that. In the I have a whole library of sounds that we can get.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right, guys. The record for it's Guinness time. We look at world records. I look at them and find it out. You guys guess on who the winner is or whatever, what the feat actually is. This dude holds the record for longest continuous swim in a counter current pool, meaning that it gives you resistance.
Those infinity pools?
No, it's like when you. An infinity pool is where the edge goes and then you can see the
dude,
valley or whatever.
I think we've had this debate before. I think that it's both. Infinity pool is both of those things.
Like the counter current is when that like gives a current, so that way you swim but you don't go anywhere.
You stay in one place.
Yeah, and so it's like a small pool that's only just longer than a human, and so you can swim in place. And it like it's like the treadmill of swimming.
Yes.
Okay. The record for a guy who swam in one of those, his hands are
treading water straight up and down. It's a swim mill.
Oh, did I lose?
I know. That's pretty good. But it's not a mill because it's not cutting us in pieces.
You see his hands.
That's the dude. Are they webbed?
No, they're like so.
They look like
wrinkly.
Old man football hands.
Oh,
they're
so
wrinkly.
For a while.
How long do you think it took to do that type of damage? How long did he continuously swim? I mean, how do?
Did they give him a distance? Like, did they say like, here's the equivalent distance for the?
No, but they let you know that he survived leukemia.
Oh.
Nah, nobody cares.
Is that a superpower?
Yeah, is that like performance enhancing?
Does he have radiation powers?
Okay, somebody get him in charge
that?
Of a robot.
How long does it take to swim the English Channel?
He's raised money through remarkable challenges like the 200-kilometer Elfstettentakt swim and triathlon. So the
that
dude
means
is
small swimming.
Okay,
that's what that means.
So how long do you think this dude from the Netherlands could swim for continuously?
Oh, he's Dutch? Oh, that puts it way up.
I'm going to say he swam for
18 hours.
Right in between you guys. An astonishing 45 hours he swam.
Wow.
That's too many hours.
Dude, I can't swim for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I would like run out of energy and be like, this sucks, I'm cold. Like...
You guys already know the lowest point of my life, but the second lowest point of my life
is it the choking on a donut and crapping your pants?
In the same day, yeah.
On January 25th, 2000.
Dude, I wonder what the date was, because I think it was...
We figured it out. I think it was January 25th.
Like public record for the fire department calls that day for getting called to an elementary school because a kid might have donut particles in his lungs, according to the fire department.
I don't know how we figured that out, but I'm glad that it's that we have that knowledge.
Man. But the second worst day of my life was the one triathlon I ever did where I thought, I know how to swim, so I'm not going to train for that.
And he choked on a donut.
I literally almost died on the last third of the swim leg. So not even the swim is the first part. The swim is the first part of the triathlon. I had to like stop. They bring a rowboat over and be like, "Hey, do you want us to pull you out or do you want to keep going?" I'm like, "I'm gonna keep going. I just need to take a sec." And I swallowed. So I got like off. I got onto the beach. I didn't get off on the beach. I got onto the beach. $100, nice. I didn't even win.
$300. You had assistance.
Yeah, I got onto the beach and I came over. I went over to my bike. And threw up so much lake water, and they were nice. Like the fire department again. They were like, "Hey, is this the donut kid?"
Wait, no, we know you.
They walked over, and they were like, "Hey, you should definitely not keep going." And I'm like, "No, I'm going to keep going." So I finished the triathlon.
I almost died
in the first part.
God,
turns out if you're going to do anything like that, definitely train.
Wow. That's a good tip. I like that.
Formula One racer Valtteri Bottas, in just between races, he was bored, and so he just decided to do an Ironman at home. And so swim, bike, and run, all from machines. He had a pool to swim in, but like he just rode his like Peloton, and he probably uses the one where you put... Uh-oh. Did we lose my picture?
No.
We can still hear you.
Okay.
It's fine on your end.
But he uses like what is it called? Zwift or whatever, where you put your bike in the
thing?
They're
like direct drive bike trainers.
Yeah, and he's got money for that type of stuff. So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have one of those. They're not that expensive.
You're not that expensive.
Wow. Burr. This is how the robot wars start. Guys, put your straws in.
Hold on, I'm switching to a backup. Oh, it won't let me. I'm committed. Mm.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Do you want to use your iPhone camera as your...
All right. So how about the Guinness World Record for most people ringing a bell in 1 hour?
Oh, what?
Most people ringing a bell in 1 hour.
This is annoying.
Are they all ringing the same bell? Or are they just like doing like a line of people running and hitting this bell?
State Street lines. Brought the NASDAQ closing bell to all investors in a Times Square celebration. Everyone got a chance to ring the bell. They brought it outside like a bunch of dorks.
Times Square, so you don't know what kind of performance-enhancing drugs these guys are on.
All these people run and train on this bell in the middle of New York.
Or old people out there like, "Let's go stocks, ding."
So how many do you think it is?
How much is my Aaron Rodgers worth?
What was the time period?
In an hour.
In an hour, please.
Gosh, it feels like it would just be so many.
I want to say like either 90 or like 30 because you've got these people trying to hand off a mallet. Stupid.
I'm going to say 400.
533.
What?
Whoa. Final answer. That's a lot.
Oh,
that's
my goodness. That is a lot. Who's moving that bell that fast?
I don't know how many seconds. Well, it's hanging up, so it's like they don't have to move it anywhere.
Like, I'm sure they just like have a line and they're just like ding, ding, ding. Like people walking under it or hit, like walking by it, just giving it a thwack.
Throwing rocks at it from across.
Whatever. That one's dumb. This one's rad. Most yardsticks broken with the head in 1 minute. Dude grabs a yardstick and hits himself in the head as if he was like punishing himself with it. They're laid out on a table, one after another, about every 6 inches. He grabs it, smashes his face, grabs the next one, smashes his face. I think he's a returning world record setter. I think.
Does he use one hand per stick or two hands per stick?
Yeah, is he...
Because he's like, pow, 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 pow.
He's reaching down one-handed. He reaches down, grabs it with his right hand, smashes it on his forehead, makes a hi-ya sound, and then grabs the next one and does it over and over and over again. Yeah. It's
same hand though. Same hand every time.
It's his eating hand, not his pooping hand. Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
Ooh, in 1 minute?
Oh, I think he's a returning world record holder, actually. This is Muhammad Rashid.
Yeah, it's our boy.
This is the same guy who smashes everything with his elbow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at you advancing onto the this hand
guy.
Stuff.
Oh, man. This guy is...
I like this guy.
I think he's kind of a hero.
Yeah.
He's like opposite of Jack... What's his face?
White?
Yeah. No,
Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Jack.
Yeah, Mike Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
Muhammad
Jack
is like...
Jack McAkoff.
Mike Jack.
Mike Jack eats one piece of pie in 4 minutes. Congratulations. Yeah, yeah.
Mom is like, I eat every pie.
With my butt.
Okay, so we are familiar with Muhammad's
40.
Game.
I'm saying 40.
Okay.
In 1 minute, 40?
It might be more.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably closer to like, I'm going to lowball this one because I want to play under 78.
77.
Damn it. I hate you.
Stupid Muhammad.
God, right. Muhammad.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, dude. All right, dudes. Well, normally this is the part where we kick it over to Sean Gravy Gervin and let him school us on what we know or didn't know.
What did we learn this week, Gravy?
About this? We didn't do a question of the week. In the notes, in the comments on Spotify, if you listen on Spotify, if, in case you haven't heard, you can leave comments during the episode on the episode.
Yeah.
So tell us what you learned this week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sepsis, tell us what you learned this week.
Ew. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.